It seems we're constantly hearing bleak news about the environment. Tropical forests are falling, species are disappearing, fresh water supplies are dwindling, the climate is changing. Many environmentalists will tell you there's one root cause of all these troubles. There are simply too many humans, 7 billion of them, and the number keeps rising. But a new book argues that population growth is not the threat many say it is. In fact, the book suggests that focusing on population could distract us from the real threats. It's called The Coming Population Crash and Our Planet's Surprising Future. The world science correspondent Ritu Chatterjee spoke with the author and is with me now. Hello, Ritu.
Hi, Marco.
Now, does the author disagree that there will be another 2 billion of us by 2050?
Well, no, he doesn't. The author, by the way, is Fred Pierce. He's a veteran environmental journalist based in London. He agrees that the Earth's population will continue to grow for the next few decades, but Pierce says that after that, our numbers will fall and then stabilize.
The big news and the really good news is that women are having many fewer children, not out of compulsion, but out of making their own choices about their own lives. So women today, worldwide, have on average 2.6 children.
So, Ritu, does that average really apply to poorer parts of the world? I mean, I know that birth rates have fallen in places like Italy and Japan, but what about parts of Africa and South Asia?
True, you know, there are places where women still have 4 or 5 kids, but by and large, Pierce says, even poor and uneducated women in developing and underdeveloped countries prefer to have fewer kids. For example, he told me about 3 women he met in a sweatshop in Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka.
And these young women in their early 20s came from 3 families with a total of 22 siblings between them. And they planned to have between them 6 children. A massive revolution just kind of going on. You could see it in that small shack in Dhaka, but it really is symbolic of what's happening around the world.
So that would be pretty good news for sure, Ritu. Mm-hmm. But I can't help going back to the fact that no matter what, our numbers will keep growing in the next few decades, and more people means more consumption, right? So I'm a little bit skeptical of what Pierce is saying, that population is not at the heart of many environmental problems.
Marco, that's exactly what I asked Pierce. And he says he isn't arguing to stop our efforts to slow down population growth in some parts of the world. All he's saying is that, hey, let's not blame it all on population. Look, we've already defused the population bomb. Now let's face the real task at hand, and that's tackling what he calls the consumption bomb. He says it's those of us in the rich world who are causing the world's environmental problems.
Let me put it this way. All the extra population growth that there's going to be on this planet in the next 50 years is going to be in the poor half of the world. Now, the 3.5 billion people in the poor world today produce just 7% of our carbon dioxide emissions, the gases causing climate change. The richest 7% of the population, you and me, in other words, are producing 50% of the emissions. So extra numbers in the poor part of the world has quite a small effect on carbon dioxide emissions.
A fascinating and important topic indeed, and our listeners will have a chance to continue this conversation online in our science forum.
That's right, Marco. Fred Pierce will be taking their comments and questions at theworld.org/science.
Again, that website for you, our listeners, to join the conversation is theworld.org/science. Ritu, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks, Marco.